Good evening, and welcome from the 45,000 dealers who serve you with fire chief, the gasoline with police car pickup, ambulance speed, fire engine power, and passenger car economy. Now we present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Congratulations, Eddie.
Congratulations for what?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't tell me you've forgotten already. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie's daughter, Natalie, was married last Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's
well,
right.
Eddie, you surely must have something to say at a time like this.
Yeah, all I have to say is one down and four to go.
You know, this has certainly been an exciting week for you.
Oh, everything has happened this week, Jimmy. Even the big motion picture strike.
Oh, did the strike affect you, Eddie?
Well, I should say it did. I was doing the scene on the 20th Century Fox lot with Alice Faye, and just as I started to kiss her, the strike broke right in my purse.
Oh. I see, that stopped the scene, eh?
No, Jimmy, in the middle of the kiss, a delegate came in, and the carpenters went out. I kept right on kissing.
Oh, yeah.
Another delegate came in, and the property men went out. I kept right on kissing.
You would.
Another delegate came in, and the lights went out. But I kept right on kissing.
Sure.
Then Ida came in, and I went out.
Seriously, what do you think's going to happen to the strike, Eddie?
Jimmy, I know that the producers are sensible and the actors are sensible, and I'm sure they'll get together if the producers give in.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie. And it's too bad that most people don't know what Hollywood is really like.
Well, if they'd make more pictures like A Star Is Born, everyone would know the real Hollywood. It shows the birth of a screen star. You know, Jimmy, I was fascinated by it.
Oh, the birth of a star shouldn't be a novelty to you, Eddie. You've made many stars for the radio.
Oh, I wouldn't exactly say that.
Oh, now listen here, don't be so modest. Why, in the past 6 years, you developed at least one great star that I know of.
Who, Jimmy?
Well, until I met you, I was nothing.
Yeah. Jimmy, I've known you for 6 years, and you're still nothing. Oh, but don't take offense. You know how much I really think of you.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. But you really are a maker of stars. By to my knowledge, there was Rubinoff, Burns and Allen, Larry Adler, the world's greatest harmonica player, Parky Carcass, Bobby Breen, Deanna Durbin, Seymour. Why don't you tell us how you met each one?
All right, James. We'll reach out into the air and bring back some radio memories of the past. I can see myself now back in 1931 when I first spoke the word that since had made musical magic everywhere. Rubinoff and his violin. A star is born. Rubinoff, how are you? You certainly got here fast from your broadcast. You must have come in your new 1937 Chevrolet. What a car. Such power, such speed, such smooth driving, such lightning pickup. And you know why? Fire chief gasoline. Rubinoff, I was thinking of dramatizing the highlights of your career. Would you like that? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the march of Rubinoff. Rubna, Russia. In a little village, a child is born in the humble cottage of the peasant Rubin Rubinoff. The eyes of the world are focused on this infant. Medical science is baffled. Doctors from all over Europe come to stare in amazement. It is the first baby ever born with a dialect.
Rubinoff marched his aunt.
At the age of four, Rubinoff practices on his violin. Listen. At the age of eight. At the age of 20. Isn't that marvelous? In 16 years, he got up to five.
Rubinoff marched his aunt.
Carnegie Hall, New York City. It is 1920, and Rubinoff appears before a distinguished audience. The hall is packed. Listen to Rubinoff. Peanuts, popcorn, chewing gum, candy.
Rubinoff marched his aunt.
1937, the Rubinoff influence makes itself felt everywhere, in every walk of life. No one can escape the effect of this man's violin. We take you now to police headquarters. A notorious killer is being questioned, but nothing can break him down.
We've been grilling you for 10 hours, but we'll stay here till you crack. Well, will you talk?
No.
You won't talk, eh? Well, take that.
Oh, I won't talk.
Oh, no?
Oh.
You can't stand this long.
Oh, nothing will make me talk.
I give up. There's only one thing left. Boys, bring in Rubinoff.
Stop, I'll talk. Don't let him torture me. talking here and you've been doing all the suffering. That's not fair. Why don't you play something so we can all suffer a little? Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Rubinoff and his violin. I know that everyone listening tonight joins me in this wish for you. May the happiness in your life be as great as the happiness you bring to others.
Say, Eddie, there's something I've always wanted to know.
What?
How did you discover Seymour?
Well, Jimmy, a few months ago I went to see a picture called Born to Dance. It was a great picture, full of stars. But an unknown girl playing the part of a telephone operator made such an impression on me that I sent for her the next day.
Say, I'll bet she was thrilled.
She certainly was. I'll never forget that meeting. I was sitting in my office when there was a knock at the door. Come in. Yes, I'm Mayor Cantor. Yes.
Well, you don't have to tell me. I know who you was the minute I seen that big banjo eyes of yours. And I couldn't very well make a mistake about that voice on account of anyone that has a radio in their home knows that squeaky little voice when they hear it. I know your program the minute you start talking about the wife and five daughters.
You recognize my program by my wife and five daughters?
Sure. One man's family.
Yep. Well, you're not much of a radio fan, are you?
Who ain't? Why, my whole family can't think of nothing else but radio.
Yeah?
Just like Gracie Allen and eats grape nuts three times a day.
Uh-huh.
Ma likes Joe Penner so much he even cleans the stove with cocoa malt.
Yeah?
And poor Pa's all black and blue from listening to Bing Crosby.
Wait a minute. Your father is black and blue from Bing Crosby? That's the Kraft cheese program.
I know, and Pa eats so much cheese that every time he sees a mousetrap, he sits down on it.
Well, look. Maybe you'd like to try radio as a profession. You know, I saw your last picture, and you've got the makings of a Zazu Pitts.
Thanks. I seen you in your last picture, and you got the makings of a Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff? Why, he frightens people.
Well, you don't give him an appetite.
Quiet. I suppose you don't like my radio program either, huh?
Oh, I like it, but it has a terrible effect on Pop.
Yeah?
During your whole program, he keeps choking.
That must be because he laughs so much.
Laugh nothing. You try holding your nose for a half hour and see what happens.
Wait a minute. I want to put you on my program. I have a contact here for you. Now about salary. How much do you want?
How much are you getting?
Yeah. Say, I'm all right. I'm getting what I deserve.
Don't tell me you're on release.
Listen, young lady, I can make you a big success on the radio. Don't forget. I brought Bobby Breen. I brought Deanna Durbin. I brought Rubinoff. I brought Park Yukakis. I'm Eddie Cantor. I brought all those people.
Say, if you brought all those people, you ain't Eddie Cantor. You're the star.
Get out of here.
Well, Well, that's how Say More was born.
Yes, Jimmy. Now I want to tell you how another star was born. One of the smallest, yet one of the brightest stars in radio.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. He's got talent and he's going far. You know who we need. It's our own little boy.
It was December 1935 when Bobby first sang his way into our hearts. That Sunday night, I was playing the part of Santa Claus, going around to find out what people wanted for Christmas. Oh, we had a lot of fun, and then I came across a little boy sitting on a doorstep crying. I said,
"Hello there, little man. This is no time to be unhappy. It's Christmas Eve. Come on, come on and tell Santa Claus what's troubling you, huh?"
"Dear Mr. Santa Claus, I make his own. Don't know a lot of things, but I've been told. Like your very kind, who gives of my kind. So please let me tell you what's on my mind. I don't want no choo-choo, a wagon painted red. Underneath my Christmas tree. But if you want me to be good and good, Santa, bring my mommy back to me. Some kids want a sailboat, some kids want a sled. They always want most anything they see. But if you want me to be good and good, Santa, bring my mommy back to me.
Bowman, Texas, a group of men proudly announced the birth of a star, the Red Star of Texaco. Today, wherever you travel, you'll see the Texaco star that stands for friendly service. Now, Jimmy,
the rest is up to you.
And that Red Star stands for over 350 petroleum products made by Texaco to power and lubricate the machinery of the world. One of the greatest of these is Marfax, Texaco's scientific chassis lubricant. Here's how it can save you money. Automobile dealers consistently offer from $50 to $100 more in a trade-in allowance for used cars that have been regularly and properly lubricated. And the sure way is with Marfax. M-A-R-F-A-K. Used cars in good condition cost less to put in top shape for resale. Hence, the dealer can share this saving with you. So stop at your Texaco station for a Marfax job. Marfax saves you money because it lasts twice as long as ordinary grease. Saves repair bills because it is a scientific chassis lubricant. And remember, regular lubrication with Marfax can make your car worth as much as $100 more when you trade it in. Well, Eddie, you've certainly seen a variety of stars on your program. Everything from a Russian star to Texaco's Red Star.
You've forgotten one, Jimmy. This star was born in 1934 on my program, and I announced his birth with just three words.
Three words? What were they?
Here comes Park Your Carcass. Parky?
Hello, Eddie Camembert.
Camembert, that's a cheese.
You're smelling me?
Stop it.
Say, why don't you invite me to your uncle's wedding last night, you know? I would have baked you the best turkey for the supper.
You bake a turkey?
Yes.
Why, you wouldn't know how to begin.
Hold on. First, I put the turkey in the oven for 20 minutes, yes. Then I pour in a pint of scotch whiskey.
Yes.
Then after 10 minutes, I pour in a pint of rye.
Scotch and rye?
Yeah, then I add a quart of bourbon and two bottles of champagne. Then it's finished.
And tell me, how does the turkey taste?
Who eats it? But ooh, that gravy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't invite you to the wedding.
Yeah, well, when I got married, I invited everybody. Except my father and mother.
Why didn't you invite your father and mother?
Because when they got married, they didn't invite me to their wedding.
Your carcass, I can't imagine anyone ever being married to you.
Why not? I'm kind to my wife. Yeah. Every morning I get up at 7, kiss my wife goodbye, and then I go.
You go to work?
No, my wife goes to work. I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But you know something, kid? I'm worried.
Why is that?
6 years ago, my wife walked out of the house and she don't come back yet.
Uh-huh. Do you think she left me? Why, certainly she left you. She was probably fed up by working for you.
Nah, she loved to work.
Yeah?
How she could cook and the way she could wash dishes so quick.
Yeah?
Gee, I wish I had her back.
Parky Carcass, you have a heart full of love.
No, I got a sink full of dishes.
Get it out. Parky Carcass, I'm going to nominate you for membership in the Half Wits Association.
Good. Any club you belong to is good enough for me.
Get out. Get
Say, listen. Is that fellow Rubinat belong to that club?
Rubinat? Rubinat? Not Rubinat, it's off.
Well, if he's off, he must be not.
Get away from me. I'm sorry they let you in here. You're positively a menace.
Boy, that's where I'd like to go for a couple, 2-3 weeks.
Go where? I said menace. You know what menace is?
Yeah, that's that town in Italy where the sewers overflow.
No, that's Venice.
Go on, Venice is a statue that don't got no arms.
No, now you're thinking of Venus.
Venus, that's what you eat with mustard, hot Venus.
No. Those are wieners.
You can't fool me. Yesterday, the New York Yankees was the wieners.
No. That's wieners.
Boy, are you dumb. Wieners is when you put on your long underwear.
For heaven's sake, those are winters.
No, you're way off. That's when you build a house. You got to have doors and winters.
Not winters. Window. Look, don't you even know what a window is?
Sure, you're a window.
I'm a window? What makes you say that?
Well, you're easy to see through, hard to shut up, and nothing but a big face.
Yeah, get away. You got me so nervous that I could scream.
Yeah, well, then I got to give you some exercises from this book, How to Relax.
How to Relax,
yeah. It's by that famous Italian doctor, Paglioni.
Where does it say Paglioni?
Right there in the top, you can see.
Paglioni, it says page one. Paglioni, how do you like that? You fool you?
You know, I could never understand those Italians.
Yeah?
Now, if you want to be healthy, the first thing you got to do, you and Jimmy washing board, is got to stand next to each other. Come close. You got to be there like that.
Like this, huh?
Yeah.
All right, come on, Jimmy. Now we're standing next to each other. But why must Jimmy be next to me?
Because lesson number one says heels together.
Yep.
You really should be congratulated. All those stars created by your good judgment and picking talent.
Well, it hasn't always been good judgment, Jimmy. I know one case in particular where it was just plain, ordinary luck.
Luck?
Yes, one of the sweetest, most lovable stars of all fell right out of heaven into my arms. Just the way it does in storybooks. I was rehearsing for one of my daughters.
Mr. Cantor, I'm Jack Sherrill. This is the little girl Rufus LeMaire told you about.
Oh, how are you, my dear? Now, don't be nervous. It's an audition, but don't be nervous. Remember, I'm used to handling little girls. All right, Deanna. Go ahead, and good luck. Version of A Star Is Born.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Eddie. Haven't you forgotten someone?
Who?
Oh, a little guy with big eyes and a terrific vitality. What's his name again? Oh, yeah, I think they call him Eddie Cantor.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out, Jimmy.
Well, if you won't tell a story, I will. Last night in your library, I picked up this book.
Jimmy, those are my press clippings, you burglar.
Oh, now, never mind. You've got to go through with it now. I noticed from your clippings that although you started with Ziegfeld in 1916... that it wasn't until the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919 that your name went up as a star.
Well, that's right, James. Gee, what a thrill that was.
Oh, it must have been a great opening night.
It was. The New Amsterdam Theater was packed with celebrities. Diamond Jim Brady, the Vanderbilts, the Harrimans, Ambassador Gerard, everybody was there.
Were you nervous?
Well, the top of my body was all right, but my knees were doing a rumba. I was standing in the wings waiting to go on. John Steele and the chorus of Ziegfeld's glorified girls were on the stage singing Irving Berlin's smash hit.
All right, Eddie. Come on, you're on next.
I know it. See, all these years I wanted to be a star, and now that my big night is here, I'm almost afraid.
Buck up. We all know you're going to be a big hit. Oh, here's a telegram that just came for you.
Thanks. It's from my best friend in California. Listen, go out there and mop up. I'm pulling for your pal. Signed, Bill.
Oh, that's swell.
Yes? There never was a guy like Will Rogers.
All right, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. You're on. There's your record music. Good luck, kid. Good luck, kid.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is certainly a wonderful opening night. Think of it. You all paid $11 a seat for this show. But the lovely girls here are really worth the price of admission themselves. Ziegfeld advertises them as having the most beautiful faces in the world. But from the way they're dressed tonight, you'll never know. You know, the other day the papers made a big fuss because in Rector's restaurant, a woman got a pearl out of an oyster. That's nothing. We got a girl in this show who got a diamond bracelet out of an old crab. Of course, you know, I'm not as important as the other principals in the show. I guess that's why they gave me a dressing room up on the fifth floor near the chorus girls. I had to pass by all their rooms just to get a drink of water, and they insist on leaving their doors open. Boy, was I thirsty. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm going to sing a brand new song. You know, the boys have just been back from France a short time, so I'm dedicating this song to them.
Reuben, Reuben, I've been thinking, said his wifey dear. Now that all is peaceful and calm, the boys will soon be back on the farm. Mr. Reuben started winking, slowly rubbed his chin. He pulled his chair up close to Mother, and he asked her with a grin, how you gonna keep them down on the farm after they see Harry? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around, painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They cannot bounce a cow upon their knees. They'd rather bounce a Polly woo-wee-wee. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, gathering around, painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh, la, la. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Harry? My friend Al Jolson and the makers of Rinso and Lifebuoy, I want to express my sincere thanks for the appearance of Parky Carcass on this program tonight. We'll be listening to you next Tuesday. I also salute the Chevrolet Motor Car Company for their graciousness in permitting Rubinoff to join us here this evening. And now, until we meet again, always remember, I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay, will be my delight. Good night.
During the coming week, drive into your neighborhood textile station and ask for a Marfac job. M-A-R-F-A-K. With each Marfac lubricating job, your textile dealer includes many additional services. Ask about it. James Wallington speaking.
Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova Watch Time, W-A-B-C, New York.